New York City was studying a plan to remove the Sheridan Expressway in the South Bronx and replace it with affordable housing, commercial space, and parks. But then the city decided in the middle of the study to take the teardown option off the table. Kate Hines from our Transportation Nation team has the backstory.
For such a short highway, the 50-year-old Sheridan Expressway generates a lot of unhappiness.
I don't even know if you could call it an expressway. It's a fragment. It's a mile and a quarter long.
Elena Conti works at the Pratt Center for Community Development.
It was planned by Robert Moses, and actually its original intention was to keep going and cut through the Bronx Zoo.
But local residents, not to mention the zoo and the botanical garden, opposed extending it. And in the 70s, those plans were dropped. Meanwhile, the question of what to do with this road has been roiling. Activists have been working on a plan to tear the highway down. In 2006, WNYC's Andrea Bernstein went up to the Bronx with the Pratt Center's Joan Byron.
You look back there, there are three schools right on the expressway. So by redeveloping this as residential and parkland, those schools would then have a green connection right across to the river.
One of the supporters of this plan is Bronx Congressman Jose Serrano. 2 years ago, he secured federal funding to study three different options for the Sheridan: keeping it, modifying it, and taking it down altogether.
The initial agreement we had, the understanding we had, was that they were going to look at everything.
The City Department of Transportation won't complete the study until next year, but recently officials said the removal scenario had, quote, a fatal flaw, and it would no longer be considered.
What I'm concerned about, what the community's upset about, we're all upset about it, is that they immediately took off the table the possibility of full removal of the Sheridan. And we just think that that's totally unfair and improper.
But as much as some wanted the highway gone, others said no way.
We were completely dead set against that and have been since the dawn of time.
Matthew DiRigo is co-president of the Hunts Point Market.
Without the Sheridan, 1,000 trucks a night would have just one way to get to this market.
He says the market hasn't been shy about making it known that taking down the Sheridan could jeopardize its business, not to mention the thousands of jobs it brings to the South Bronx.
Everybody knows our position on that.
Right now, the market is in the middle of negotiations with the city for a long-term lease. After this weekend, if it doesn't reach a deal with New York, the market can start talking to other places, like New Jersey. Privately, officials tell WNYC that fear of losing the market prompted the city to drop the teardown option.
We'll take other topics. Yes, miss.
But at a recent press conference in the Bronx, Mayor Bloomberg said the decision was driven by data.
All of the traffic studies show that it would just not be feasible to do that.
Predictions that losing a highway would cause traffic hell have been wrong before. Sam Schwartz, who's also known as Gridlock Sam, worked for the New York City DOT in 1973 when part of the West Side Highway collapsed. In a 2010 interview with WNYC, he describes what happened.
People panicked. They thought that was Armageddon. They thought that was the end.
But Schwartz says that wasn't the case.
We had the same number of people coming in, but they weren't coming in by cars.
Schwartz wouldn't comment specifically on the Sheridan, but cities like Milwaukee, San Francisco, and Portland all say they've seen big economic and environmental benefits when urban highways have been torn down. City DOT Commissioner Jeanette Sadek Khan says that comparison is flawed.
I think you know that the Bloomberg administration has been very innovative when it comes to traffic engineering and doing what we can to create places and spaces that work for communities, and we're very aggressive about doing it. In this instance, this particular option didn't work, but that doesn't mean that other options can't work here, and we're going to continue to explore them.
There's a community meeting to discuss the Sheridan in the South Bronx tonight. For WNYC, I'm Kate Hines.